Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
Let's do it later.
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Talked about live content, Matt, throughout the season, and I'm kind of circling back on a lot of the stuff because I want to get your perspective on it. You always bring a really unique perspective to things. Live cards. Last week, somebody had asked a question about live cards, and we should always have live cards in every promo. They should be dynamic. What's your thoughts on that? Is that a good thing, do you think, or would that be a bad thing?
Yeah, we've spoken about this many times in the past, and I think we're kind of all somewhat in agreement that they should have as many live promos as possible. Right? Anything that's based more on in real life performance just adds an extra layer of stakes to the game that makes it far more interesting, other than just what EA fancy regurgitating from a previous year's promo, that kind of thing. So yeah, anything that links to real life performance is a big thumbs up for me. And we've had a few this year already with like Road to the Knockouts and Thunderstrucks and stuff like that, and we're probably going to get like a team of the group stage or something or other in the near future, so that'll all be very welcome indeed. Yeah, the more of those the better.
Yeah, and live promos, I think they're good to a point, but if every single card was live, would that kind of take the rarity away from them? Would that make it a little bit less exciting?
Let's see how it would. One, it adds, you know, a nice dynamic component as far as the market's concerned. It keeps people in and out of that, and prices fluctuating up and down, which is good for people who are into the trading scene. So I don't see any issue with that for me. The only negative from live cards is you're relying on EA to be Johnny on the spot to actually issue the upgrades, which they aren't always very good at. The track record is quite poor of that. So that's the only downside to live cards. Other than that, I think that's some of the best stuff you get before team of the year, team of the season, that kind of thing.
I will say though, the track record is poor on the timing of making these changes, but I feel like this year they've been much better than they have in previous years. I feel like the upgrades have come in pretty quickly relative to before. So hopefully they can stick to that. We spoke about it last week. I don't know if you listened, but it seems like they've got a new team in there, or they hired more people, or they have better people running things over there, because you're seeing way less massive mistakes and everything is much quicker, much cleaner, much better, much more organized. And I feel like they've, knock on wood, have turned a corner in that realm, but I'm sure they'll fuck something up massively next week.
Yeah. The Thunderstruck have been really good for upgrades, aren't they? They've been on the ball with those, and they've been quite quick as well. Like you're not having to wait 6 months for your final upgrade on a card, or, you know, like, I think sometimes that's the issue, isn't it, with some of these cards. You've got a live card and you might be 6 months before it sees its first upgrade, and then when it does get an upgrade, it's way behind the power curve. But with these Thunderstruck ones, these Pro Live ones aren't bad. They're a bit difficult because the pro scene and the games are when the games are, you know. We've got some that are weeks away, but that's kept people really engaged without watching it. We've got another batch tonight, and people will be, I'll just have a look now how many people are tuning in to watch this. I've got 240,000 people watching it at the moment. You know, most of them are watching for rewards, but yeah, it's they do seem to be getting better for it, and there's a bit of a mix, isn't there?
Yeah, for sure. Matt, I saw you you got up and walked away, and you brought a prop with you.
I felt bad because I was the only person that didn't have a shirt on the wall, so I just fixed it.
Paul doesn't have one.
I don't have a shirt. I can't afford shirts. Fucking hell.
He wears the same polo every week.
I can only just afford this one I'm wearing. And this were a gift.
I've never seen Paul in anything but a polo, dude. It's wild.
I thought you'd wallpapered the room with a Bradford shirt, Paul.
Yeah, well, you know, I might be able to afford last season's at the end of this season, maybe. I might have to splash out in New Year's sale and get one. I've got a scarf.
Twitch.tv/rightfoot. Subscribe, please. Support Paul's cause for sure.
Yeah.
But he's the only fan, though. So
yeah, that's the problem. I've got a scarf. I'll put that up.
A what?
A scarf.
Oh, a scarf.
Yeah.
With an R. Yeah.
Yeah.
Cool.
You're such a dude.
Scarf. That's what I said. You're
such a dude, Hunter.
I'm sorry. I cracked myself up. Anyway, we hadn't talked about this in a while. But after Evolutions, and now we have this Dynasties promo, which iffy about it. What are your squads looking like? Matt, you haven't been on this year. We'll start with you. What does your squad look like front to back?
Back to front.
Or back to front, however you like it.
Let me log into my things. Or
I'll do a little filler while Paul's not here. Or no, while Matt's sorting his stuff out. I recently picked up the Hero Forlan that I'm excited to try out. I thought about doing the SBC for him, but we haven't. But I'm telling you, one of these days, I'll get these tiki-taka midfielders to do well. And I'm looking at that Xabi Alonso, and I'm surprised he's not upgraded yet. Very disappointed.
Just when I give him credit for upgrading shit on time.
Did they draw? I can't remember. That's on me.
I thought so. No?
I thought he did too. I thought they won as well. I thought they won one game. Yeah.
Yeah, they need more than one. They need one for the playstyles and three wins for the...
Yep. There you go, Paul.
Inform upgrade.
Thank you. Yep. I think he did get... Oh, no. Yeah, I think he might have gotten his playstyle, and I got a tiki-taka.
Yeah, I think he has got the playstyles, yeah.
Yeah, hell yeah.
Okay, so in-game, it plays 3-4-2-1. Goalkeeper, Schmeichel. Van Dijk, right centre-back. Koeman is the central centre-back, and Zambrotta plays the left CB. He's reasonably solid enough to perform that role. Right midfielder, the storyline Karsdorp. Central midfield of Zanetti and the radioactive upgraded Rabiot, which works really well.
That's so you.
Left midfield is Road to the Knockout Bakka, who's just epic crossing. I've got so many assists with that card pre-patch. Slightly toned down since the patch, though, unfortunately. Left CF is player of the month, Son. Right CF is Inform Salah. And the striker is Thunderstruck Lukaku.
Oh.
So there's finesse for days in there. Even Lukaku's quite good on finesse. Not goal finesse, unfortunately, but still pretty deadly. So
that's surprising to hear you have Salah on your team.
Well, I got him in a pack, so it has to be used. I couldn't just leave him on the bench, unfortunately. So I wouldn't have gone out of my way to put 500k plus into Salah because it doesn't really suit my play style. I don't like explosive cards, but he's got the touch of death, unfortunately.
Yeah, we
so if you've got him, you've got to use him, right?
He likes the mostly lengthy boys.
Yeah.
Mostly lengthy boys. Well, even controlled's fine, but I don't get on with explosive cards. They're not fast enough without the ball, in my experience.
Yeah. The ladies like mostly lengthy as well.
Indeed.
Yeah, no wonder there's none around here.
That Salah card as well is just so annoying. Like, you know he's coming inside onto his left foot for a finesse, and he still comes on the inside.
And he said it twice.
But the meta is now, so many people become adept at moving the goalkeepers. You go near post every time with Salah and you just score. Like, everyone just moves the keepers. Even after the patch, they said they sorted that out. I'm not a believer. So you come, position yourself sort of towards the near post, looking like you're going to bend in a big, wide, arching finesse shot and then just tap it near post. Done. See ya. Instant rage quit.
That's good.
Lovely.
Hell of a finish.
Yeah.
I mean, who doesn't like finishing inside?
Yeah. Well,
that's what me and Buzz have been laughing about the whole time. Yeah. Paulson, when it comes inside, and you just
coming inside twice.
The bare bat meta.
Matt Meta is back, son.
That ain't Matt Meta, but it is. It is pretty good.
Wise?
I got nothing. Help. I'm looking at Paul. Paul's struggling.
Children. Yeah. Children. Children is what we're dealing with, Matt. Nothing's changed, has it?
Not really.
What did you expect? Do you expect anything else?
Yeah.
Nothing. Nothing else.
I don't know if you guys have spoken about the fact that when I certainly checked this morning that Kefram Turam's new card has been extinct for 24 hours. I presume that's perhaps not the case at the time of recording, but that card I very much want for Matt Meta. Well, that's just any meta, basically. But
Theram's now 480k.
Oh, I'm buying it. That's not a problem. One of the reasons I want that card the most is one of the most fun cards I've used this year, and this one may have gone over your guys' attention ever so slightly because it's not the type of card you guys would probably use, but I think it was either a week one or week two in form. Terem Moffi, who's a Nigerian striker who plays for Nice, which is Turam's club. That card is ultimate map meta. You know, over 90 pace, lengthy, powerful, good finisher. Can't pass or dribble, but that's okay.
Yeah, it's a big boy in real life.
I've never seen him play in real life, but he is some 6'2". Card.
Yeah, he's big like that.
But you get that card running, it's unstoppable.
He's actually 370 now, is Theram, Matt.
Okay, dropping fast.
Looking back at these Thunderstrucks, it looks like the requirements are different for each card.
No, just the icons and the normal ones.
Well, like I'm looking at Foot GG, and they have a tracker for like Bernardo Silva. It says one inform upgrade is one win, plus two playstyles, two wins. But then you go over and you look at Thunderstruck tracker for Little, one inform upgrade says one win, and then it says one inform and two playstyles, two wins.
Sorry, the females are different as well. Yeah. So the females are males and the icons are different. Sorry.
Okay. Yeah. I don't see them as male and female. I just see them as footballers, you know?
Yeah, I get that, but
damn right you do. You better.
I get that, but back to reality. That Little, actually, she could become a 92 rated, I think, 91 rated.
91.
And she's about 47k, 48k. So I've grabbed a few of those. Don't mind making coins off the female cards. Just don't really use them in my team.
So just using them for money. You're pimping them out.
Yep. These hoes.
You see, that was the funny thing about the female players, particularly like midfielders. They were crucial for beating the congestion in the midfield that was the case pre-patch. I still think it is there, but perhaps slightly less so than it was. But their nimbleness and their like recovery rate from a tackle, like they animate so fast to like recover from being barged off the ball and whatnot. If you had like your Patelis, you know, the sort of top three or four female midfielders, I doubt, and you would, you know, reasonably compliment at Tiki Taka, for example, you wouldn't have had nearly as many problems in beating the press in the middle of the park as most people would have done. But when you staunchly like, no, they're not for me, you're missing a big element of what the new gameplay is trying to attune itself to this year, I think. They definitely have their uses. I mean, I wouldn't ever play a female centre back because they just get crushed in the air way too easily, for example. But in the midfield, or if you like very agile, small strikers like your Ben Yedder types, the females are bossing in this year. Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah. I did use Bonmatí for a few games. Well, the gold first and then the inform. And as a sort of box-to-box centre mid, you were phenomenal. Just so, like, it didn't matter what your gameplay, if your gameplay was good, bad, or otherwise, like, she just still moved different, you know. Whether the bigger, heavier guys, if your gameplay is heavy, they really, really feel it, don't they?
Yeah. You started to see that last year, too, with, really, once high promotion started with new gen if the gameplay was heavy, you really felt it in online gameplay. Like before, you could somewhat play through it. You just had a little bit of a little, you know, delay. But with all these animations, some of them taking longer than others to get off, it seemed like it's getting harder and harder to play in a bad connection, which is makes it more and more frustrating. But personally, for me this year, it's been much better than it was last year. I know it's luck of the draw, but if you are suffering with bad connection gameplay, I feel you. Just if you get frustrated, take a break. That's all I can tell you. That's all I can recommend, because playing through that shit will drive you fucking crazy, or attempting to. Anyway, Matt, have you gotten your fiber upgrade yet? How's your connection been this year?
I actually had an engineer around today to sort of size me up for fiber finally. So they've got to dig like a trench in my driveway to connect it to like the network in the street. So that's not going to happen till after Christmas now, but we're getting there. So I'm very, very happy about that. The connection towards the start of the game was abysmal. So like you saying, the idea should be you get frustrated, take a break, but I was just trying to, you know, power through it and try and develop a style of gameplay that can overcome those heavy connection types, which is exactly what I did last year with the sort of Mourinho system that I built. I just went very aggressive, very defensive, and you can sort of brute force your way through a shitty connection to a degree. Wasn't happening for me this year. It obviously changed it up quite a lot. But I would say the gameplay in the last 3, maybe 4 weeks has been very good for me. So overall, I'm okay with where I'm at. But yeah, I am looking forward to getting that fiber. I'm not going to lie. Could be a game changer. Might even stream. Who knows?
Ooh.
Promise I won't go live when you go live, Paul. I'm not competing with you.
Yeah.
Oh, it won't make any difference. There'll still only be 3 people in, man.
Well, I need your viewers, so.
Might be one if you stream, Matt.
You need to send your 4 or 5 people to me. We'll do the raid at the end of the show.
All 4 of them might just leave, yeah.
I just did an 83x10 upgrade. I know this is random and it's out of left field, but I did one. Because usually when I do these on the pod, I get something good.
No, yeah, you get a talk show host from from the United States.
I got a Harry Kane.
Oh, boo. You didn't get Ellen DeGeneres?
Not bad.
I got a Rujo, Harry Kane, Bernardo Silva, Bastoni.
That's nice, isn't it? Really?
For what it costs. 83 rated squad with an inform.
Yeah. I got Larson, an 85, and rest were 83s, but even still, it's, you know, it costs nothing, does it, really? An inform. Yeah. If you've got untradable informs, it's fine.
We haven't had this chat with Matt. I'd like to get his insight too. The business practices of EA this year. What's your thoughts on it? Is it egregious?
Of course it is, but they're in the business to make money. They're not trying to like give the best customer service at like minimal profiteering on their part. It's not how it works. Like, I heard someone talking about this either last week or the week before, where it was compared. I think it was Richard who you had on last week, and he compared it to what supermarkets do, where you put the most desirable items front and center when people enter the shop, and that's what they did when they sort of reordered your packs and stuff like that in the store. I don't have a problem with it, you know, but I can see how that potentially causes a situation where somewhat vulnerable persons who can't control their spending might have an issue, but you know, we're all consenting adults at the end of the day. We should know what we're doing by now. But of course, it's just there to encourage you to part with your money, but that's the business we're in, right? So no issue for me. There's always going to be far bigger issues with the game and in general that need addressing before the order in which they put packs in the store appear. That doesn't concern me, to be honest. Unless you've got other business practices that you weren't too happy about.
I'm not willing to share those at the moment. Paul might.
No, that's for the only fan.
Well, put it this way. If we collectively say that we're not happy with what happened with the reordering of packs in the store, they countered that by giving you dozens and dozens of 10 coin or 30 coin packs, right? Which they didn't have to do.
Yeah.
But
it was a nice move though, the way they did it. It was well,
it gives something back to the people, but of course it also gets you checking the store every like 3 or 4 hours. So
that's what it was for.
Of course. But it's still a win. It's still a win whether it's, you know, designed to be for your benefit or not, right? I certainly appreciated, you know, the extra cards in my club and whatnot. I don't think I packed anything from an Energizer that was worth note, but I did get my informed seller from an 81 times 2 pack, so I can't complain at this point.
Yeah, if you're going to get one, that's the one you want to get. I haven't been able to use them this year. Speaking of cards that I haven't gotten this year, some cards that I have rarely seen this year, I finally played Mbappe for the first time, just regular standard gold Mbappe. And I understand why he is expensive as he is. And I started looking at his price. He's still way more expensive now than he was at this point last year. It kind of just goes to show you that certain cards are just that much better and have the longevity of it. But he absolutely just destroyed me by himself, even defensively.
Was he just faster than you?
Well, he was.
Was he faster or quicker?
Just the ball always landed at his feet. I mean, even when I would make a well-timed, I'd be in the lane. He takes a big touch. I come in with Blanc. I lunge out. I make contact with the ball and just it lands right back at his foot. It was almost like it had a magnet. It was extremely frustrating. I ended up rage quitting that game because it was one of those ones where he would just spam passes down the middle to the point to where eventually one of them stuck. And what I should have done is just played like a rat, had possession, banged some long finesse shots. But my emotions got the best of me and I lost the game. But he is truly game breaking.
Yeah. Well, in weekend league now, there are so many red player of the month Mbappes.
Mm.
Like, I bet half of my games this weekend were against red player of the month Mbappe.
And that's got to be infuriating.
Well, do you know what? Luckily, they weren't all great players, but that Mbappe definitely helped. Because he's just so fast, like you cannot dive in at all. Because once he's past you, it's game over, isn't it? But luckily, his weak foot's still pretty shit. But yeah, there's a reason his gold's still 2.4 mil or whatever he is. And I keep half regretting not doing his player of the month. But then also I'm not stuck using Mbappe. Do you know what I mean? Like
I know exactly what you mean.
And I've used Mbappe's.
A couple of years ago, remember I packed Mbappe and Ronaldinho in the same session and I used those cards for like 4 months and I was so fucking bored after like the second month, but they were still the best cards that I was able to use. So I used them because I'm a rat and I need all the help I can get.
Well, that's the thing, isn't it? You're going to use...
You just like to win.
You're going to use the best cards you can, which is, you know, unless you're sort of using Evos or just cards that are fun, like with Talisca, he's not my best right winger or left winger, but I'm using him just because he's fun. Do you know what I mean?
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Leak alert, leak alert. Don't listen to this if you don't want to know about leaks. But Mbappe is getting a player of the group, team of the group stage, which is the promo that's coming next, according to our new leaker, Bob. Fucking Bob.
Who the f- this is Bob?
Bob the leaker.
Bob's the new leaker in town. And he's leaked all the team of the group stages today, which has lost me a few coins. I'm a bit mad about that because I already don't like leakers.
Dude,
and this one,
all these leakers are probably the same person.
He's off my. Oh no, they're arguing between each other about who's leaking first and who's.
That's what I would do too, though. Exposure.
But yeah, the.
Go on, tell us who else is on the team then.
Foden.
The uninformed.
Foden, Cancelo, Boniface.
Okay.
Oh, I like that one.
That's links to your Mofi, I believe. I think he's Nigerian.
That's right. I was using them both at the beginning of the game. Oh, the Bundesliga player of the month, Boniface. Yeah, that's a good call.
I don't know.
Oh, Paul.
I do know, actually. We've got Gravenberch, Boniface, Klaus, Schouten, Hakimi, Rom, Taremi, Foden, Pope, Leao, Hummels, Alvarez, Rodrigo, Saka, Barella, Bellingham, Cancelo, Griezmann, Musiala, and Mbappe.
That's a crazy team, man.
Oh boy.
Gross.
That's pretty loaded.
Yeah. That's really good. But Paul, how many good players did you get in packs this year though?
Who have I had? Dalglish.
Yeah.
Socrates, is he classed as good?
Yes. And Icon is not usually bad. Pretty good.
I packed Ribery the other day, which, you know, that's quite nice.
I always like seeing players like Paul get good players in packs though, because Paul puts the time in.
Right.
I feel like people like Pompeo puts the time in, but man, he has like historically terrible pack luck. And when he gets a good car, like I'm happy for him. Whereas somebody like myself who plays 7 games a week at the current point in time will come on and pack fucking R9. And it's like, dude, fuck you, man. You know, somebody like Paul puts in 12 hours a week, 20 hours a week in the game. You should be rewarded for that. And I'm glad to see you get that.
Yeah, it's nice to pack a good card because, and like I say, I think he have done a better job this year with these 83 times 10 and stuff at giving people opportunities to pack good cards or pack lots of decent fodder so they can do decent SBCs, which, you know, I think Richard said it the other week, like people are leaving, coming out of promos without a bitter taste in the mouth because at least they've come out with something. Do you know what I mean? It might not be the Mbappe or the R9 or whoever it is, but you're coming out with something, so you're at least a little bit happy, you know? Where that's often been a problem, hasn't it, where people have gone into Team of the Year, for example, done 2 or 3 mils worth of upgrades, and got very little back for that. I know George did it 2 years running, put a few mil into upgrades and got Team of the Year Mane. I think he got Mane 2 or 3 times as well that year, and no other Team of the Years, which that just ruins your experience, doesn't it? Where I think they're doing a better job at making sure people are not annoyed or not as annoyed.
Since we're talking about good cards, good pack pulls, one of the cards that you could have gotten in SBC and you could still get, she expires January 4th. Matt, this might be something worth looking into if you haven't, but Christine Sinclair Wise
told me
about her last week. I did the SBC. I was using Alex Morgan at striker since the beginning because she's just such an amazing card to use. She's nimble enough. She's fast enough. She has finesse. She can jump. She can get her head onto the ball. But Christine Sinclair just completely erased Alex Morgan from my team. Alex Morgan has been an afterthought.
That's crazy.
And I hate to say it because that's my boo. Yeah, but
it's our ride or die.
You know, Christine Sinclair is a fucking monster, dude. And she's taller than most other females as well. Yes. So she's been winning lots of headers, lots of crosses. I'm just looking at the stats here. I did play one of these was a squad battle and she had a hat trick, but 13 games, 27 goals. And I can't see the assists because I'm on the web app, but she's got some assists in there as well. That's all rivaled except for one game. So really good card. If you need a striker or somebody, even like a bench player, give it a shot. She's super fucking cheap for what she could bring to your team. Even if you don't even have her on chemistry, she's a fucking monster.
Yeah, I think that's going to be the one because I have Bakker and I also have Bonpastor, who are obviously linked on the French side of things. To introduce an extra female league into my team would be hard to maintain the chem, but that would be an ideal off-the-bench player.
Yeah,
absolutely. It also sort of fits a lot of the criteria that I like, say, the radioactive Perisic. You know, the 5-star weak foot, 4-star skills, but with goal finesse, that would be really nice. And just in case you're wondering, yeah, Perisic is good, but not worth like 180k coins or whatever. So use it for a couple of weeks, moved it on whilst it was still in profit. But yeah, the Sinclair card looks good. I'll definitely investigate that one.
There's an argument that she should also be like way higher rated. It's one of the best women player of all time. She's only an 88. It's crazy.
She should probably be a 76, to be honest.
Oh my God,
Paul. You should probably shut up.
Yeah, Paul, you should probably get off this podcast.
Let's have it right. If we're scoring her against the men, or she were playing against the men, she'd probably be a silver at best, maybe a bronze. No.
We're going down this road again. Huh?
Where's the fun in that, Paul?
There's no fun in that. That's why you guys are just making it worse by engaging in this bullshit.
says the man that was like the first one to use women in his team.
I wasn't.
No, you're right. It was definitely Hunter. Yeah.
No way. I've used two females this year. One of them was Neville. Just because I didn't have a right back. And the other one was Bon Matte, because I was trading with her and I thought, oh, we'll sling her in. And I felt dirty doing it.
You hear that? Sounds like excuses to me. You liked it, Paul.
Yeah.
You liked it.
She were phenomenal. Like I said, the best CM I've used this year was Bon Matte.
Best CM I've used this year was Pateas. So, yeah.
Yeah.
Female. One thing that you know, you can talk about females and how they'll boost them up to kind of level the playing field. Somebody like Allie Krieger, right? I did that SBC, and she's not bad at center back. As short as she is, she's got the aerial plus. She can jump through the gym. She's strong, and it's completely unrealistic. But my issue is, if they can do this with female cards, why the fuck do we still have icons like Rivaldo with a 2-star weak foot? Can you just make it to where the baseline for an icon is a 3-star weak foot minimum? Like what is the harm in that? But we're going to juice up females to make them playable, but we're going to let these truly iconic players from the past have a 2-star weak foot and be completely irrelevant in the game.
Because Rivaldo,
I don't understand that logic.
Rivaldo in his prime would be the US women's team on his
by
own.
By himself.
Oh no, on his own.
Yeah.
In goal and everything. Played all 11 positions. Yeah. He'd beat them. And they do him dirty like that. It just makes me mad.
Dude, Julie Ertz would flatten Rivaldo, bro.
I think it goes to show sometimes that the people who make these cards have never watched the players they're actually making. Like, okay, Rivaldo is super one-footed, but he's never been as good in the game as I think he was at his peak in his career, as an example. When he was at Barcelona, easily the best player in the world at the time for a good 2 or 3 year period. And he's just not that good compared to some normal cards in foot, as an example. So they either lack the programming know-how or they just can't actually see in whatever highlight reel clips are watching what made him a good player other than... I mean, he doesn't even have like 99 shot power, 99 long-range shooting, which he absolutely should do.
Yeah, like he's not particularly good at any one thing. He's just a high-rated card with a 2-star weak foot. Dime a dozen, in my opinion. He just looks good because he's an icon.
Well, and then you have a player like Ginola, who's like one of the best players in the game, and you're like, oh, okay. Like, all right, you know?
Yeah, and I've said this many times before, Wise, as good as a player Ginola is, he's nowhere near as good as his in-game ability suggests he was.
Yeah.
He was a very, very good player, but not like game-breaking or good player that he is in foot. But I've ranted about that before.
If I didn't know any better, which I don't know any better, I would say that Ginola was the best player to ever play this game.
Ever.
Yeah. If I had to base that on foot.
Best Premier League player of all time.
Fucking Pele. Yeah. Best player of all time. He can do anything.
Don't get me wrong. He did some cool shit, Ginola, and like looked good doing it, but there were better players, you know?
Are we going to have this? We going to have this argument when Giroud comes out? That's the classic case. If you look at Giroud's highlight tape, and he looks like the best player of all time, the goals he scored. Then you're like, oh, wait, maybe not for this 6'4" Frenchman. Who is really handsome, though. God damn, he's handsome.
You look at Letizia's highlight reel, and you're like, wow, he should be a 98 rated icon, you know. And his daughter's got a better card than him. or whoever it is, his niece.
Hunter's like, who the fuck are we talking about?
We need a prime Letitia is what we need.
Okay. We'll see if we can do that for you.
Have a word.
We'll make some calls.
Have a word with Jamie Wise.
Yep, we'll do. I'll text him up right now, right here on the old.
Hey, when's he coming? When's he coming?
Oh, I don't know. I actually probably should reach out to Jamie. I haven't spoken to him in a long time.
I bet he comes inside a lot.
No, I'm with you, Paul. I don't know how much he sees the sun these days with the expectations EA have put on their employees.
Well, I don't have anything else. If you guys have anything you want to add before we wrap this shit up?
EA.
Paul always has something.
EA. Sort out the silver and bronze Evos, please.
Yeah.
For the love of God, sort out these Evos because, like, some of my Bradford City cards, I've got 3 Evos now and they're 74 rated. Like,
every week, they should give us a choose your own team of the week player where you can make one of your players below 74 and 80. Should do it every week.
Or even if you could make your bronze into a silver, your silver into a gold, you know.
And your gold into inform. Plus one inform after that or something.
And then your gold you can put into the Evos that come out then. But they need a way of getting these bronze and silvers to a level that they are going to be usable without having a gazillion play styles. So then they don't fit the criteria for any others. And I like what they did the other day with the rare player Evo, and it was just a gold player with quite lowish pace. Cards like Cancelo and stuff fit into that, and it was 150k. I don't mind paying. I will pay my coins if I can make one of my bronze players into something decent, but I'm not paying 100k to make one of my bronze players go from 52 pace to 60 pace. Like, I'm not saying I haven't done that already, but I won't be doing it again.
Yeah, but that's faster than he was before.
It is faster than he was before, but...
Paul, you've got to have faith in the process. I used that particular Evo you're on about to upgrade for Lane. He's still got 31 pace.
Yeah, so you're looking for a plus 50 pace, aren't you? Which,
just play better with the card, man. Pace isn't everything.
It's not, no. It's not, but especially in like my fullbacks. Imagine coming up against Player of the Month Mbappe in Weekend League and your fullback's got 71 pace. But then it does annoy me because I've not done some of the paid ones, and if I had, some of my cards could be like high 70s now, but it's just knowing which ones to do when, isn't it? And you can't just do them all. There's not physically time to do it. And I've just had to quick sell one of my Evos so I could start a better one for that card. So I'd done one or two Evos on this card, and then a new Evo came out, which made it better. So I then had to quick sell, because you can't do them again. You can't do that player twice. So I had to quick sell that Evo to start a new one.
The same Evo, though?
The same player.
Same player, but a different evolution path?
Different evolution, yeah.
So the one you were working on, you deleted it. That one's gone. You can't go back and put another player in that one?
No, it's gone. I had to quick sell it. It won't allow you.
I hadn't done that. I wasn't sure how it worked.
Yeah, I thought they would let you do multiple Evos for one player. So then when the next Evos come out, you can go, oh, we'll go with this one because that best suits, but they're not allowing you to do that.
Mm.
And you can't quick sell recover them either.
Damn. That kind of sucks.
A lot, yeah. Because
room for improvement, though. I mean, they've done a really good job with evolutions. So
they have.
Hopefully they just keep to improve it.
They've done, it's the best thing to come into, I've said this before, it's the best thing to come into the game.
Yeah.
By far, ever, I think. They just need to fine tune it, which, you know, it's going to take time, isn't it?
Yeah. Fuck it. We'll see.
We'll see.
I like it. It's got me back interested. Like I said, I was going to say usable evolutions, that Acuna, left back, it got him to 88. Whew, what a fucking card. I wish he had Whip Cross Plus.
Are both your fullbacks Evo now?
No, just one. I still have Kyle Walker right back.
Oh, you're not using your Rente right back? Okay, noted.
No, Llorente is the left CM in the 4-3-2-1, which I'm now using. I got away from the false nine because after this patch, the 4-3-2-1 is back. And a lot of people said it was already there before the patch, but I couldn't get it to work for my playstyle. But now I'm fucking scoring loads of goals per game. And eventually I'm going to meet my match and get where I'm supposed to be in Rivals. And I'm sure I'll be fucking railing against the game on how bad it sucked when that happens. So stay tuned for that.
Only a matter of time.
Matt, man, this was really fun. Hopefully, if you get some time in the future, you can come back and join us again. Always like your insight. You bring a different perspective to the game, and I know a lot of people appreciate that, and we appreciate your time this week.
Thanks, guys.
Matt Mehta is back.
I'm right.
If you want to follow anybody on the show, check the show notes. You can click those links there. If you're not in the Discord, you can join the Discord. It's free. Wise failed to do that again this week, so I'm going to do it.
No, Paul did it earlier. Don't worry about it.
Did he?
Yeah, listen back. You'll hear it when he talks about getting involved in the Discord.
Okay. He must have been talking about his Evo players and put me to sleep.
his only yeah, fan, maybe.
He'd fallen asleep at that point.
Sorry, guys. I just got off nights. Give me a break. All right. We'll catch you guys next week. See ya.
Right fucking foot. Come to Twitch or else.
Sports Social Podcast Network.